the beginning, and it's not even the beginning because we've been doing this bailout type of situation for years, but this is really kind of the kickoff point, this originally $700 billion, which ended up being about $850 billion, and now they're already talking about more. Just yesterday, they were talking about another $250 to $500 billion. The Federal Reserve issued $900 billion in credit. It's not going to stop. Dr. Paul stated that he felt within the next few years that this could be a $3 to $5 trillion bailout, and I do not doubt that. And all it is doing is watering down our already fiat money system. And I believe there's a underlying goal there to work to crash the dollar to bring in more of a global market, a global monetary system, whether it's the Amero or something else.
Okay, good answer, good answer. And one of the things that we've seen so many times, especially with Roy Blunt as both first the majority whip and now the minority whip, we have had so much legislation since Jorge took office that has been brought in by the ream, put before the Congress for action, and they have not had either the time or the grace to be able to look at this material, examine it, discuss it. There's been no publicity in regards to casting votes for things that you hadn't read or legislation that you did not understand. How would you proceed on that? Would you vote along with the party? Would you vote with the majority? Or would you vote your conscience?
I would always vote my conscience. On my website, the first thing, if you pull it up, one of the first things you'll see is my pledge to the voters. And one of the things in that list of things that I will or will not do is that I will always read every bill before voting on it. And I would never vote for unconstitutional spending, a bill that would increase the size of the federal government. Just flat out never support any unconstitutional bill. I believe we should vote on it, this thing of just trust us and read the first couple of paragraphs of the bill from whoever the lobbyist that's supporting this or the organization or from the Bush administration that's pushing this bill, and just trust us. I'm sorry. I have no trust in our government, and exactly. I'm not going to just sign on to a bill because someone tells me to do it. I don't care if it's within my own party, even the Constitution Party. I will read everything. And if that means that I miss out on voting for it because it took so long to read some of these books that they're printing up, then so be it. But I cannot consciously cast a vote, especially in favor of something, when I don't even know what I'm voting for.
Well, that's reassuring. That's one of the things that we definitely need more of, are people that will take the time to understand what it is that they're voting and not just fall in line or fall in love just because the party wants it. Now, this is going to be a tougher question, a question something that I talk about here on Become Vocal Local on a regular basis. I'm opposed to parties. I'm not in favor of the Republican Party. I'm not in favor of the Democratic Party. I'm not necessarily an advocate for the Constitution, the Libertarian, the Green, or any of them, because I can't, in my studies, I can't find any justification whatsoever for parties. But I realize that we're in a tough situation right now, and we have an existing system working. But in regards to actually finding a restoration, going back to restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, what is, in your opinion, what is the role of parties, and what can we do to make our government more representative?
Well, I'm not a party person either. Put it that way of being supportive of parties, it aggravates me when I'm out on the campaign trail and I spend 10, 20 minutes explaining to someone where I stand on issues, and then they say, yeah, but what about your party? What are they? Well, it doesn't matter what the party. I just explained to you what I will do. You know, George Washington in his farewell address warned against parties. It's unfortunate, though, that we are in a situation here in America that we have to deal with the parties to get people on the ballot, to get people elected. But yes, we need to, and I guess in a sense kind of break the back of the party system. That's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately. That's going to take years to do that, whether it's infiltrating the two major parties or building up one or two of the third parties to really kind of break them down. Whatever we have to do, we must break this.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive one.
Well, I agree completely. I think what we have basically is a stranglehold or a jackboot on our throat brought on us and at us by this concept of dividing the house. You know, when you can divide a husband against his wife, you can divide the children against the parents, and we're doing this through the schools and through the churches and through the media, certainly on television and all of this. You start dividing the people up, then they become much easier to conquer.
Sure.
The Bible has reference to it in Matthew about a house divided and a kingdom divided. And unless we have unity in that regard, we're so easily toppled that the plan really starts to be revealed that the parties were never in the founders' minds, because they knew this and they had studied the Bible. But we have just kind of been dialogued into this consensus that parties are it. And I agree. I think it will take us time. I think we have chance in 2010 to make a major move. And by 2012, I believe we definitely need to be ready to move forward with that. But it's something we can look forward to. It's something we can work towards. And I'm glad to hear that you have a voice of reason there, because it is certainly an unfortunate situation when someone of your caliber has to look to a third party or a fourth or a fifth or a twelfth or whatever, just in order to be able to gain enough ballot access to get an opportunity to go out and share your views with others and take a chance at the big win. We definitely need to bring Roy Blunt out of Washington, and I hope that you will be able to continue to press on all the way up to, and for the next 20 days, right up to the mark, and make the best showing that you possibly can. Give out your website again so that the listeners will be able to go and visit your website. And for those constitutionally minded listeners that want here in Missouri or around, and folks, we're not limited just to Missouri. Roy Blunt is a key figure, and so we can use help from all over the nation. Give out your website again, would you, Travis, so that
sure.
People know how to get a hold of you.
Sure. It's www.votetravismaddox.com. That's votetravismaddox.com. My last name, again, is spelled M-A-D-D-O-X, and that's the best way to get a hold of me. You can find out about me and contact me through there.
Okay, we've got about a minute in this remaining in the segment, so just touch briefly, if you would, on our oil situation, the high price of diesel, the high price of gasoline, no oil refineries, etc. Where would you go in that area?
Well, we must become independent from foreign oil, and I'm not opposed to looking into new technologies, but we must do that through the free market and not through government control, things like forced upon us ethanol, which is what we have here in Missouri. We need to become independent, but another thing that affects oil and affects everything is our dollar value.
Okay, and hold it right there, Travis. We're going to take a break, and we will be back right here on Become Vocal Local. Stay with us.
States of America survive a total breakdown, disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny? Does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
And we have returned. And Travis, this is the shortest segment. We got about 3 minutes before the end. We're going to wrap it up here. But when we think about petroleum as being a fossil fuel and go down that foolish line, as opposed to the abiotic line where the petroleum products are kind of like the sweat of the planet Earth, where we're constantly making more and more of them, one of the things that I see is a not so much of a lack of oil. I think we're awash in oil. But what we have through the Environmental Protection Agency and many of the environmental groups and many of the lobby groups and probably Standard Oil, Rockefeller and themselves, we have a reluctance and an absolute prohibition on creating processing plants. What would be your direction? Is there a need to press forward from the congressional side of things to pave the way and open the door and get refineries in multiple states to respond to this and then also proceed with drilling, or would we continue to import, or would you focus more upon alternative sources?
Well, yes, we need to build refineries, and one of the things you mentioned, the EPA, that needs to go. That department needs to be abolished with several other federal-level departments that have no constitutional authority. So I would push for the abolishment of the EPA and establishing and building, not through government, but through the free market of building refineries and allowing more oil to be drilled here in America. We have so much oil under our soil that we need to be looking to get us off of the dependency of foreign oil. And that's definitely, you know, I mentioned alternative energy, and I'm not opposed to that. As private companies and private people develop that along the way, we may not be there now, but you know, it could come to a day that we don't need fossil fuel to the point that we do now. But it's got to be through the free market and not controlled and regulated and subsidized by the taxpayers and government.
Well, I have to agree with you. I think the free market is the best way to answer all of these various and sundry questions. And before we run out, I will just simply say again how much I appreciate your coming on with us here this morning. I know it's early and you were up late last night and had a lot of driving to do. We've got 20 days, Travis. What can the people do to help you succeed in your election?
Well, not give up. That is the big key. Don't give up. We still must fight on. We have built up this great force, largely on the part of Dr. Ron Paul with his campaign, and we cannot give up. People need to still be active, whether it's donated to my campaign or others like me or getting out there and spreading the word and putting up signs and you're making your own signs and putting them up, just don't give up. We must win, and I tell people, if we quit now, then we will surely fail. So we cannot give up. Stay active in your meetup groups and other organizations in your communities and state that stand for limited government and liberty for people. That's what we must do.
I agree 100%. And the idea of making your own signs, folks, one of the things that we all learned in the Ron Paul process is that any cardboard box is a sign. Any stop sign is a good standard, and you can put them up every place, folks. You can put them in your windows. You can put them on your car. Tape them to the, you know, take them to your RV. Take them to work if you can, and put them in the store windows and so on and so forth. You don't have to have a professional design sign. What we're talking about is becoming vocal local. We're taking it back, folks. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. My name is William Roberts. I do thank you for listening. Thank you, Travis. And until the next time, good day.
Tell you why.